Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Do you have any work on his shoulder in the offseason?
That's it for CJ, guys. On the questions, that's it. That's it for him. Like, his general soreness, and we're taking extra precaution with him. We're not going to rush him into anything. He'll be fine. When the moment is for him to be ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
Whew, that's not good. That's not good.
Sounds too much like MLB.
It does. General soreness, first of all, is definitely an MLB term. But, and it's Vinny and Haney back here on 105.7 The Fan, Cordell Woodland, and for the Bobster here with Vinny Serrato and Nolan McGraw, getting you some NFL lunch. And you just heard from Texans head coach D'Amico Ryans there. And it's never a good sign when you're in June and you're shutting down questions about your starting quarterback to reporters in June about him simply throwing the ball. If I'm a Texans fan, I'm terrified
right now.
What in the world is going on with your franchise player who in June already has shoulder soreness? He can't throw the ball right now. Your head coach doesn't even want to talk about him. Yeah, that's a bad sign.
That's an extremely bad sign. Let me just tell you that, Cordell. I mean, because, you know, if they're having to take reps off of him now, you know, when you get to training camp, you're taking a lot of reps and you're doing a lot of throws. And if he can't do it then, I mean, like I just said, it sounds too much, man, like a pitcher in baseball. And whenever it starts like this, it's never a good thing, like you said. I mean, to me, if all of a sudden come training camp, he's raring to go. Mm-hmm. I don't see that. And if he's not healthy, they're hosed.
Done. Yeah, they're done.
Yeah.
It makes me think about a little bit a couple years ago, maybe it was 2 years ago, where Tyler Huntley, when Lamar wasn't there, I think at football school, and Tyler Huntley threw a lot of the passes going into either OTAs or minicamp, I can't remember which one, but he didn't throw because he had the shoulder soreness at the time. So it took him some time before he came back. He eventually, I think he even started throwing at training camp late. He wasn't throwing initially when camp started. So that was a mild situation. Granted, we weren't all up in arms about the backup quarterback having shoulder soreness at the time. Who cared? But in Houston, this is a different situation. Maybe it turns out like Huntley, where he's throwing maybe the second or third week of training camp, or unfortunately, hopefully not, but it could be worse.
Like, my question would be, when did it start?
Yeah.
You know, I would want to know, like, when it started, how long has it been going, and what caused it? Mm-hmm. When did you first feel it? You know, was it when you were, like, Cordell, like, if he's just in the off season throwing, and my shoulder's tired already? You've been lifting and training? Nah, I don't like that.
Not at all. So that's definitely something to monitor as we get closer to mini camp all over the league. Let's go out to Philadelphia, where they won the Super Bowl this year. Saquon Barkley, obviously a big reason as to why the Eagles were Super Bowl champions this year. He's on the cover of Madden 26 this year, so you got to watch out. You got to watch out, Eagles fans. But Saquon did an interview that I saw earlier today, and he was asked about players retiring at an earlier age. We just saw Frank Ragnow from the Lions.
But he's had a lot of toe in. You know, I mean, and if you can't fix it, Cordell, you know, like if you got a bum toe and it's big toe and you can't push off, everything you do as a lineman is with your toe.
But we're seeing it in general over the league. I mean, the guys are retiring at an earlier age these days. Aaron Donald did it. I mean, we saw Andrew Luck do it. And Andrew Luck had a history of injuries as well, concussions and stuff. But we're just seeing guys retire earlier. Saquon's had a history of injuries himself out in New York. But he was asked about that. And he went on to talk about how he could see himself kind of pulling a Barry Sanders and just waking up one day and just saying I'm done. And it could be at a time where he's still balling and playing at a high level, but just saying that, you know, I feel like I could just wake up one day and say I'm good and just call it quits.
Well, I think the other thing that allows them to, the money's so great now, you know, that guys are able to,
you can get generational worth early.
Like if Lamar said today, I'm retired. Mm-hmm. He's got enough money for his kids and their kids after that. I mean, yeah, that's where, you know, these guys are making so much money, Cordell, at least the top end dudes, mm-hmm. you know, and even the bottom end guys, you know, like NHL, the top paid guys make like $14 million a year, you know, like like McDavid, you know, they make $14 million. Sidney Crosby just signed a new deal for $8.7 million because he's number 87 and he mm-hmm. always wants, you know, and you know, the quarterbacks are making $60 million.
Yeah. It's not even in the same ballpark.
No.
I do think it's that, the money part. They're able to accrue so much money, you know, in lump sums in a short period of time, especially if you're really good. But also I think there's an element of a lot of these guys, they aren't afraid to do something else. We see more athletes go into TV and stuff earlier and earlier. Yeah. Guys are podcasting now, making money off their podcast. They have their toe in a bunch of different waters where you're on a winning team and you're getting to the postseason and you're flaming out in the divisional round or conference championship every year. And it's just like, man, how many times do I want to do this? I mean, do I want to go to OTAs again this year? Do I want to be out there in the heat? Do I want to continue to put my body through this? And I think that's the last part. Guys just starting to want to be stable, be able to get up in the morning and be able to walk and still be able to enjoy life with their kids and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think there is so much out there medically now mm-hmm. on all these different things. That guys are being smarter about everything, and they're just like you said, they're saying, "Damn, you know, like when I'm 50, mm-hmm. what, you know, am I going to be able to play with my kids and do those kind of things?" So I think think there's probably a lot of things that go into it, but money is probably number one.
Yeah, you're not getting out of the game if you're not financially stable, right. And a lot of these guys are. Saquon, for instance, the guy we're talking about, he's good. So I think Saquon will be fine. But that's definitely something to watch as we're seeing a lot of these guys kind of retire earlier than we expect them to. coming up next here on the program. Let's talk some football with Ryan Wilson from CBS Sports. Get his thoughts on what's going on around the league. Who's he got his eye on as OTAs are going on all over the league? We'll ask him next here on The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Behind the glass, joining us now on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, it's Ryan Wilson. He's from CBS Sports. Ryan, what's going on?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How's it going?
All right, not bad. Ryan. Not bad at all. Appreciate your time, as always. And I want to start out in Pittsburgh. It looks like reports came out today that the Steelers have renewed talks with the Dolphins in a potential trade for Jonnu Smith, who was so great for the Dolphins last year as a tight end. Why does it feel like Pittsburgh's looking at every position but quarterback right now? I mean, is Aaron Rodgers a done deal in your mind?
No, no, he is not, Cordell. We don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. And, you know, training camp, I just saw for the Steelers starts July 24th, which is a lot closer than it probably should feel like. And part of me wonders if Aaron Rodgers is staying away to lessen the sort of talking points around him being signed and then still not showing up for OTAs, as opposed to being unsigned. So while there's still talks, it's not as loud as they might have been. And, you know, the Steelers seem relatively comfortable on the outside in terms of how this is going to play itself out, whether it's with Aaron Rodgers or some combination of Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson and Will Howard. That's a dangerous game to play in the AFC North, so we'll see. I think Jonnu Smith helps them offensively, but, you know, Vinny, you got to have someone to throw him the ball, and I don't know if we have the answer to that question.
Hey, Ryan, Cordell and I have both been to two OTAs so far for the Ravens, and Ryan, I just don't see a team – in the AFC, at least, and in the NFC, throw them all in up other than maybe Philly, that has the continuity, coaches, players, talent that the Ravens have.
Yeah, and all it comes down to it. So the Ravens and the Bills and the Chiefs, when I talk about those three teams, those are the three best teams. And for the Ravens and the Bills. It's in January. Can you win that one game that you've struggled to win in recent years? And typically that's either been against, you know, Buffalo in the Ravens case last year, or Kansas City in the case of everyone else. And because on paper, and I was just talking earlier this week about how stacked this team is, and, you know, the obvious answers are like the Malachi Starks of the world that you just drafted. But I was talking about Roger Rosengarten, last year's second-round pick. Yeah. He started at right tackle, did a great job, and he's only going to get better. They brought Ronnie Stanley back, so there's some continuity along the offensive line. If you want to say maybe this group of players could be a little more dynamic or a little better, maybe the wide receiver room. Zay Flowers is healthy, so that's good news. DeAndre Hopkins, he's older. Let's be real. He's not as dynamic as he once was. But at that point, you're just trying to find holes in a roster where there are very few holes. But I'm with you. I think this team is lights out dangerous, and which is why it makes it all the more comical that the Steelers are monkeying around trying to figure out who the quarterback's going to be, and they might settle on a guy who's 41 years old.
We're talking to Ryan Wilson from CBS Sports. He joins us on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. It's Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. And Ryan, I want to go down to Miami a little bit, in real life too, because I'm sure it feels great out there. But we see a lot of drama going on with Jalen Ramsey right now, and whether he's going to be a Dolphin, or it seems like it almost felt like Jalen Ramsey has accepted he won't be playing in Miami this year. I mean, how is this saga going to end, and are we going to get a resolution anytime soon?
It feels like reading the tea leaves, it feels like the Rams is where he'll end up reuniting. And, Jalen Ramsey is outspoken, but the Rams found a home for him, and he was incredibly successful during that Super Bowl run. So there are ways to manage big personalities, especially for players who are really, really good. It just appears not to be working out in Miami for whatever reason. And look, Miami has some questions at the cornerback position. There's no doubt about it. They drafted a couple guys. I don't know if they can come in and start right away. They're certainly going to be the level of Jalen Ramsey. But the most important thing for that team is protecting Tua Tagovailoa, because when the quarterback isn't in there, whoever the backup is, the offense looks nothing like what Mike McDaniel had envisioned with Tua. So they traded up to get Jonas Savannah, the tackle from Arizona, who will probably kick inside. And I think that's the biggest concern for Miami right now. Maybe you find a guy, maybe you trade for a defensive back once you move off from Jalen Ramsey to help fill some of that void that's lost with Jalen Ramsey. But I think if you're asking me the most important thing for Miami as we approach the start of the season in 90-something days or whatever it is, Tua has to stay healthy, because otherwise this team is going to win 5 games.
Hey, Ryan, what's the deal with Pitts? Why do they want to get rid of him? You know, and then what's happening with Cousins? Because I don't even think Cousins in the building.
Pitts, you know what's funny, Vinny? Like, we always fall in love with these incredibly athletic tight ends that look like Kyle Pitts and look like, I'm blanking on the guy's name, the former Eric Ebron. Remember him? He ran really well coming out of UNC. And I think at the end of the day, what you need are the George Kittles and even the T.J. Hawkinsons, who was a first-round pick. Guys that can give you a little bit in line in addition to the athleticism they provide outside. And it just hasn't clicked for whatever reason. And it's hard to sort of put your finger on it. Bijan Robinson's been pretty good. Drake London's been pretty good. Kyle Pitts, among those three who were drafted 3 years in a row, hasn't quite lived up to expectations. And I understand why you might think about a plan B that maybe doesn't involve Kyle Pitts, because he's not necessarily elevating the offense to the level they thought he might. In terms of Kirk Cousins, it is sort of interesting that we're not hearing a lot of talk about him in terms of being a solution. Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. Because he's now 2 years removed from that Achilles, and Aaron Rodgers looked better about 18 months out than he did from 12 months out from that Achilles injury, and he's certainly 4 or 5 or 6 years younger than Aaron Rodgers as well. But there might be a situation where he's the backup, and they're willing to eat the $10 million or whatever it was to have him be there for Michael Penix Jr. just in case. I don't think Penix is going to get benched unless, you know, God forbid he gets hurt. But it'll be interesting to see. Kirk Cousins isn't one, like, say, an Aaron Rodgers, for example, to take his case to the media. So we'll have to see how this ends up. But I'm not surprised that he's not there right now.
Now, Ryan, I have some buddies that are coaches on the Falcons. They say Penix's unbelievable. They say he throws a phenomenal ball. He's a leader, takes control of everything. You know, first one in the morning. And, you know, he's doing all the right things.
You know what's funny about that, Vinny? Because I remember during his draft class last year, with Caleb and Jaden and Bo Nix and JJ, and thinking, and I kept talking to people in the league, and even media folks were convinced that Michael Penix Jr. wasn't a first round pick, and I couldn't understand why. And finally, I said, I don't care what you guys think. Michael Penix Jr. is one of the best quarterbacks in this class. So I was happy that I stuck with that. But I remember talking to Troy Fautano, who's left tackle, who the Steelers drafted before the draft. He said the same thing. He said, I don't understand what people aren't seeing about this guy. Because to your point, Benny, he started Indiana as an athletic quarterback and got hurt.
Yep.
Two knees and two shoulders. And then he became a pocket passer and was just absolutely destroying people in that Kalen DeBoer offense his final year at Washington. And I think we're seeing glimpses of that late last season. I think he's going to be really good this year.
Ryan, I want to go to Houston, and we played a cut from D'Amico Ryan shutting down questions about C.J. Stroud in June at OTAs. I mean, that got me concerned a little bit. C.J. Stroud's not throwing right now. They're calling it general soreness in his shoulder. Are you concerned, and if so, how much about C.J. Stroud?
I'm laughing, Cordell, because yesterday in the mail, guys, I got something from AARP, and I understand what general soreness means. But the difference is C.J. is 23 years old. He's going to be fine. And, look, you could say, okay, there's a new OC there, so they need to get on the same page, and there are new playmakers and Christian Kirk and the two receivers they drafted at Iowa State. Okay, I understand all that. But I'm less concerned about that because we saw how quickly C.J. absorbed that offense as a rookie and how he just set the world on fire. I think it's much more important to make sure he's completely healthy. There were some reports that they thought maybe that shoulder injury goes back to the Christmas Day game against the Ravens, which would be curious because that means it's a long-term thing, but that's just a report. But as you point out, Cordell, it's June 3rd, June 4th. I'm willing to wait until we get to September before I really start banging the alarm bell about CJ's health.
The only thing about that, Ryan, is it just when you hear all this stuff about baseball pitchers and stuff, you know, anytime like, oh, my arm's sore, Tommy John, or, you know, right. I mean, that's the thing, you know, that you think about in arm soreness at this time of the year. I think you might be right that it does go back to possibly the Ravens.
And that's a lingering concern then because if it's one of those things that's been with him for a while. But you just hope it's one of the – I mean, right, he hasn't been throwing 100 pitches a day for the last 2 months. He's had all this time off. So you just hope that it's something that the medical team can sort through and get him back to where he needs to be because above the neck stuff I'm not worried about in terms of the new offense and all that other stuff. It's just that his ability to play at the level he needs to play at.
Ryan, great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate your time this afternoon. How can people follow you and keep up with your work?
Oh, I'll tell you guys a quick story. So tomorrow at 9 a.m., Vinny.
Mock draft?
Not even better. On With the First Pick, the podcast that I now do with Rand Carthon, the former Titans GM, we're going to talk to not only Andrew Berry, but also James Gladstone at the same time about that draft trade with Travis Hunter.
Okay.
So that's something you can check out wherever you get your podcast.
Nice.
Definitely we'll be looking out for that. Ryan, appreciate you, man. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk again down the line.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Ryan.
Coming up next here on the program, we'll get back to some baseball. We'll look through the AL East with the AL East report and preview tonight's game 2 out in Seattle between the Orioles and Mariners next here on the
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
The Fan. Looking at the AL East report today, everybody in the division played last night, but not everybody won. And let's go out to Boston, where the Angels defeated the Red Sox 4-3 in extra innings. The Angels jumped out to a 3-0 lead. Red Sox answered with a run in the third inning. But the Angels have been tough for the Red Sox here in this series. They're going for the sweep today after the Angels won 4-3 last night. They won the first two games by a combined two runs. They're now about to get underway out in Fenway now to finish this series. Again, the Angels going for the sweep. It looks like there was a little bit of a scuffle during BP between the coaches on both sides. So I'm sure the Red Sox are just very frustrated with this recent stretch that they're in with all the injuries piling up. And it started to look like they may be able to make a run at this division title with the Yankees. But this stretch, I think a lot of these injuries are starting to catch up to them and it's starting to show on the scoreboard. So we'll see if they can salvage this series and steal a game against the Angels today. Let's go out to Toronto. The Blue Jays, they lost 8-3 to the Phillies yesterday in game one of that series. Francis gets the loss in that one. He drops to 2-7 on the year. The Phillies jumped out on these guys early. I mean, it was 6-0 before the end of the first inning, 7-0 at the end of the second inning. And that was pretty much all she wrote. The Blue Jays were buried before they even had a chance to really throw a counterpunch in that one. They'll be looking to steal a win today in game two of that series. Let's go out to New York, check in on the division leading Yankees. Game one of their series against the Guardians yesterday, first of three against the Guardians. Tonight's game is on Amazon Prime Video. You can check it out there. But, of course, you'll probably be watching the Orioles or listening to Baltimore baseball tonight here at from 6 to 7 and then catching the Orioles game later. But Yankees went 3-2 over the Guardians last night. Carlos Rodon gets the win, 8-3 on the year for them. This was one that the Yankees had to come back in the ninth and pile on later on. Anthony Volpe, his home run in the seventh inning, ended up basically shutting the door on this one. Guardians, they did salvage a run in the ninth, but it wasn't enough. They lose 3-2. And then the Rays, they're in a series now against the Rangers that started yesterday. Rays went 5-1, taking game one of that series out in Tampa. Rays 31-29 on the year. Let's look at the AL East standings. Yankees still sitting at the top with a 37-22 record. Rays 6.5 games behind them. Both the Rays and the Blue Jays, both 6.5 games behind the Yankees right now, both with a 31-29 record. Boston, they're in the fourth spot, 10 games behind the Yankees, 29-34 on the year. And the Orioles, of course, still in the basement of the division, 14 games behind the Yankees. The Orioles, though, they do have the longest active win streak in baseball. They're 7-3 in their last 10. All that said, and the Red Sox are 2-8 in their last 10. The Orioles still 4 games behind the Red Sox right now. So kind of lets you know this hole that the Orioles have dug for themselves and just how long they have to play sustainable, good baseball to climb out of this hole. It's going to be a journey for
and
sure.
The Red Sox are down 1-0 already.
Already.
You know, and they look like the O's did like 2 weeks ago. That's how they're playing bad baseball.
They look depleted. Their rotation hasn't been great. Lucas Giolito, he's on the mound for them today. They're also just not scoring like that. I mean, and the Angels, they've jumped out on them early in all of these games in this series, and it looks like they're trying to do that again today. Orioles, they're trying to keep their winning ways going. They're trying to extend their win streak to 5. They're out in Seattle for game 2 of that series tonight. We got Cade Povich on the mound for the Birds in that one. And for Seattle, we got Emerson Hancock on the mound for them. He's 2-2 on the year. Cade Povich 1-4. Both of these guys have over a 5 ERA. So would expect to possibly see some runs on the scoreboard tonight. But Nolan, what's your gut telling you? Is the streak going to stay alive tonight, or are we going to see them kind of take a step back?
I don't know. It's dicey. It's dicey here. I want to believe in Cade Povich. I want to see the best out of him, but we just heard from everyone else that chimes in on the show, and I agree. It's just far too inconsistent at this point. So would it surprise me if he goes out there, does exactly what he did last time, which is look like an elite starting pitcher for a couple innings, and then the next time through the order start to get tagged a little bit? No, wouldn't surprise me at all. But I've also seen him have really high highs this year where he goes 6, even pushing 7 strong. So hopefully we get the good Cade tonight.
That'd be nice. Hopefully we get a repeat of what we saw from the lineup yesterday. And I mean, it was great to see everybody contributing, but I just think the approach, the patience that guys play with, you see a lot of Jim Hunter talked about Colton Kowser going the other way on his home run. Adley's going up the middle. He's going the opposite way as well. And that was something Jim Palmer pointed out on the broadcast last night, is that, you know, Adley's at his best when he's hitting the ball up the middle and to left center. So hopefully that's something that continues today, because it'd be nice to see the Orioles start to stack on the positivity, because God knows the negativity for them is just a mountain high right now.
Right. And I think if Cade encountered a little bit of trouble early on, or even if he is pitching decent, wouldn't surprise me if Mancelino has a quick hook with him.
Why not?
Well, the bullpen's very fresh right now. I guess that's the bigger point, is you've got a lot of deep starts recently. A lot of guys in the bullpen have gotten some much needed rest. So again, if you're hesitant to have Cade face an opposing lineup for a second, third time, depending on where he's at in the game, could be out early.
And we talked to Jim Hunter earlier, who was talking about Felix Bautista, who got in last night in a non-save situation. Got through that inning pretty quickly. Only 10 pitches for the big fella last night, and they have been sending him out there on back-to-back outings. I wouldn't be surprised if he does, if it's a save situation, get back out there tonight, just because he was a very quick outing for him last night.
Right. I'm a little surprised that they
put him in.
Yeah, well, it was at the time, I guess, when he was warming up, it was still 3-1. So unless you had two guys going, which you really wouldn't be doing, I mean, they were anticipating a save. So just made it a little bit easier.
4-0.
Yeah,
4-0 already.
That was a no-doubter over the Green Monster, too. Jesus. And still no outs. So
and Trout's a beast.
Oh, yeah, of course
Trout,
he is.
Trout is.
You just got to see him out there. You just want to see him on the field for the most part of the year. But look, I'm not upset at this at all. It's good to see somebody else getting taken to the woodshed in the first inning and not the Orioles. And we have seen that a time or two already.
Did we ever
this season? We got time for a call. What you want to do?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's grab Ed in Arbutus real quick. Ed, you're on the Fan. Ed, you there? Oh, we got you. What's going on?
Cordell, Vinny, Nolan, good day to all you gentlemen.
Thank you.
State of the Orioles at this time, starting rotation, mound presence, efficient, throwing first pitch strikes to maintain count advantage. Real important to retire the opposition leadoff batter as many innings possible. 9 defenders, position spray chart discipline for vicinity, fat barrel probability contact shading. Done correctly, it eliminates the dreaded circus inning and keeps you in all baseball games. Defensively, make all the routine plays flawless. When a runner does reach base, keep force-out situationals alive so that the momentum of the batted baseball takes you to the sure-out bag. True signs of a shutdown clean defense: proactive verbal communication prior to the pitch, smooth transition on hits to the outfield, hitting the cutoff man in flight chest high every time. The thrown baseball should never touch the ground. Full out effort on all batted balls in flight, pop-ups and fly balls, fair or foul, because the pitcher made a get-out pitch. no matter where the ball is hit or thrown, should see all defenders on the balls of their feet ready to spring into diamond-shaped range, north, south, east, west. Done correctly, should also see assistance pursuit in a triangle to surround the play until someone assumes control. When you hear them assume control or see them with the big league wave, you peel back to cover your bags. Team defense must be reliably constant every game because it can be. Team offense, always an up-down variable. All drills practice repetitively daily to lessen the variance. Each hitter approach for good team offense. What does the team need from me at this at-bat? And two-strike approach, slightly different. You got to fight to stay alive with a cherished at-bat. Widen up, shorten up, put the ball in play. Every game goes on-base percentage and knock in one run scored or one run with an RBI per each player, 1 through 9 throughout your batting order. 8 different Orioles did so last night. The victory was secured in all aspects, as you said, Cordell. That's it, gentlemen. I thank you for your courtesy.
Yeah, appreciate the call as always, Ed. And yeah, I mean, last night was about as good as it gets in terms of the, and to use Jim Hunter's term, the balance throughout the lineup. You felt like everybody was a contributor. Didn't really feel like anybody was necessarily lost at the plate yesterday. And it was good to see the guys come through in some key situations that ended up winning them the game last night. We'll see if they can repeat it again tonight out in Seattle. Coming up next, we'll take a trip through the Funhouse, wrap things up before Inside Access takes over at 2. That's next here on The Fan. I'll be out there. And then if you want to hear me again tomorrow night, me and Ben, Fresh Take, will be on tomorrow night. Is it a day game tomorrow?
3:30, right? 3:30?
Yeah, 3:40.
So,
yeah.
So we'll be on from 6 to 8 tomorrow night. So you can check out me and Ben Hall tomorrow evening. And hopefully we're talking about an Orioles series win or potential sweep. We'll take both of them for sure. But before we get out of here, let's take a trip through the Funhouse.
Quick Draw's Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Talking about potential breakout seasons for a few Ravens players, this mm-hmm. texter says, my breakout Ravens pick is Bo Braid. Okay. If it's not TJ Tampa stepping in at safety, I think Braid can play a bigger role there. At the very least, take a step forward on special teams.
What you think, Vinny?
I think it's going to be tough. I mean, if he can look good, like in the OTAs and the stuff when they're in shorts, that would be beneficial to him, you know, on special teams and stuff. But he doesn't play back well, you know, like he needs to be closer to the line of scrimmage. I just don't know if he's athletic enough and fast enough to help in the back end. I like Kane better, much better.
Okay.
Now, as far as improvements to the offensive side of the ball, this texter says, I'd like to see the Ravens offense have more design play success. What he means by that, not having to rely on Lamar's playmaking ability off broken plays, turning nothing into something. He can only be a magician for so long.
So wants more on-time passing plays. Wants the pass game to be on time.
I think that's what makes the Ravens offense special. I mean, Lamar is going to take a play that is an on-time. He could throw it on time, but he's going to pull it down for some reason. You know, he doesn't. And then he's going to scramble around, and then he's going to make a play. I mean, that's part of his game.
Yeah, it's what comes with it. Now, you know, to his point, of course, you want to be able to be on time because it is a dangerous game to hold the ball 3 to 4 seconds, but not everybody has Houdini back there. And, you know, that's what Lamar makes a living with doing. And sometimes he holds onto the ball because he's evading pressure. Sometimes he holds on because he wants to give guys like Bateman that chance. Opportunity to, you know, hit on that third move to get open 30 yards down the field. So this was working for them, but I would say you want them to be able to be an on-time passing team when they have to be.
Another one here says Harbaugh doesn't play veterans or stars in the preseason. Then they come out flat every year in week 1. The players absolutely need to be there from OTAs all the way through training camp and the preseason.
Well, you know, we have our differences with OTA. They'll be there for the mandatory minicamp. That's play. And most of them have been in and out, you know. But not playing them in the preseason?
That's the one for me. You talk about slow starts.
Yes.
I think it's due Everybody to them not does. Playing in preseason.
Everybody does that, other than maybe Kansas City.
But some teams, over the year, it's gotten severe one way where we weren't seeing any stars. And then now I do think because we've seen Mahomes get in, there are teams that are willing to put their starting quarterbacks out there. The Ravens just aren't one of them. And Harbs has basically said he's okay with that trade-off, you know, starting the season a little slow as opposed to potentially losing one of your key guys.
I remember, like, when I was working in the NFL and stuff, preseason was miserable because, I mean, you're holding your butt for, you know, during the preseason. When the starters are out there, it's a win if nobody gets hurt. Right. I mean, is it worth that, you know, or is it better just, all right, we're going to start out a little slow? I'd much rather do that.
I agree, but I am curious to see with how they're, especially considering how their schedule starts out, if that's
Last
the trade-off.
They started on Kansas City.
True. I mean, do they want the one seed, though? I guess is my thing. You start out 0-2, sure they could recover, but I don't know. That's a question that I think that Harbs and them are probably thinking about, but I wouldn't be surprised if he continues to not play guys.
I'm all in.
They're all in.
The wins that count. Who'd they play last year in the preseason? Right. We don't even remember.
I don't remember. That'll do it for us. Another great one in the books. Appreciate everybody for listening to us. Great job on the board, as always. Nolan, Bob will be back tomorrow. Me and Ben tomorrow night for Fresh Take. But don't touch that dial. Inside Access, they're up next. Until next time, class dismissed.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.